This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Art music is a vast, complex and dynamic genre filled with beauty, joy, strangeness and wonderment. And you'll find all of it here, in the joy of classical music.
Asked me if I knew where memories go to die. I was uncertain if it was a riddle or a sincere question. Your memories are mine. All I could think of to say, I was embarrassed. Why, there's, of course, he said, pointing to the children at play on the beach. And a boy, and one little dog, building a sandcastle. I heard in the music a very innocent laughter. A plausible answer. Beneath my feet, I said, each grain of sand on this beach is a lost memory. Wiggled my toes, and a sudden damp sorrow crept into my heart. The old man sneered, unconvinced, and walked away, making sad footprints. I watched him grow small. I felt the beach grow sadder as the joyous castle grew. Hands and grains of happiness, infinitesimal. Infrastructure,
The Songs of David Sisko was released in June, and from that album, we opened with David Sisko performing his own song, Where Memories Go to Die. The final song in his cycle, Six Dennis Rhodes Poems, a setting of poems from Rhodes's 2005 collection, Entering Dennis. It's a terrific album, and I'll be playing more in the next edition of New Adventures in Music in a couple of weeks. Kia ora koutou, I'm Andrew Johnstone, and welcome to episode 165 of The Joy of Classical Music, and Part 8 of New Adventures in Music, a series within a series about the thrill of musical discovery and the joy of listening. I'll be playing new music from pianists Katia and Marielle Lebec, violinist-composer Hugo Ticciati, and the Unmodern Chamber Orchestra. And the featured work is a recently minted choral work for 18 voices called Cycle of Peace by composer Jessica Ulusoy Horsley. I played a work from Wind Quintet, Bernd Reed's new album, Homegrown Melodies, a couple of weeks ago, and this week I'm playing another, From the Mountains to the Sea, A Musical Journey Across North Carolina, is a work by bassoonist and composer Amber Ferenz. The work has 7 sections. 1. Blue Ridge Splendor. 2. Piedmont's Water Dripping on Stone. 3. Sandhill's Intense Vigor. 4. Down East, A Carolina Nocturne. 5. Sunrise on the Sound. 6. Outer Banks on the Beach. And 7. Waves and On Into the Sea.
Thank you.
children of the French Basque Country, Katia Lebec was born in 1950 and Marielle Lebec in 1952. Under the direction of composer Olivier Messiaen, they recorded their first album, Visions of the Amen, in 1969. With a repertoire that includes contemporary classical, jazz, ragtime, flamenco, minimal music, baroque music, pop and experimental rock, they hit the big time in 1981 when their two-piano recording of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue became a bestseller. Their new album is called 55, and it marks 55 years since the release of their first recording. And from 55, I'll be playing the first two movements from Lily Bollinger's 1914 piano suite, Three Pieces. Katia Lebec plays the first movement, From an Old Garden, followed by Marielle with the second movement, From a Bright Garden. And then it's both sisters with the first movement from a collection of lyrical piano miniatures by Fanny Mendelssohn called Four Songs Without Words.
Thank you.
do Renaissance polyphony, early modernism and jazz have in common? Released in June, Milestones, the new album from violinist-composer Hugo Ticciatti and the Unmodern Chamber Orchestra, seeks out the thread that connects Joshuan Desprez, Igor Stravinsky and Miles Davis, and finds that, despite living centuries apart, they all shared the same desire to reinvent what music could be. The idea for the album was sparked in 2021, the 500th anniversary of the death of Desprez, the 50th anniversary of the death of Stravinsky, and the 30th anniversary of the death of jazz icon Miles Davis. Sandwiched between Desprez and Davis, Stravinsky, a modernist known for his love of American popular music, is a bridge between the past and the future. And from Milestones, this is Hugo Ticciatti, the Unmodern Chamber Orchestra, and a version of Stravinsky's 1920 concert suite, The Soldier's Tale, that reveals the jazz. Thank you.
Thank you.
Founded in 2001, Tenebrae is an award-winning London-based choir, and their new album, In Between, Choral Works by Jessica Ulusoy-Horsley, was released in June. And from that album, we'll be listening to Cycle of Peace, a three-movement choral work for 18 voices that responds to contemporary conflict with a plea for peace, not as an idealized notion, but as a living, breathing, transformative force. The movements are 1. Imagine everyone's your child. 2. There is a plane, inspired by the spiritual poetry of Rumi. 3. Blessed, a setting of the first half of the seventh beatitude from Matthew 5:9. Next week's episode features music that bridges Western and Indigenous musical traditions. In the featured work, Indian Sounds, Symphony No. 8 by American-German composer Gloria Coates, was inspired by her first-hand experience of life growing up in an Indigenous community. Until then, here's Tenebrae.
Thank you.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.